There's a really big misconception with real estate investing that I think a lot of people are unaware of, particularly new real estate investors that maybe are high income earners and are making a lot in corporate. They have large W-2s and they're looking for ways to offset their taxes. And they're looking at real estate as the best option to do so. And while real estate investing has a lot of benefits, when it comes to the deduction side of things, there is a trap there that if you're not careful, you can fall into. And so we're going to talk about that today on today's podcast so that if this is something that you are considering, you have all the information before you jump in today. Let's get into it. Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going. Oftentimes, high income earners, high net worth individuals, people that may not have a business at this juncture, look to real estate as the best way to reduce their taxes. And there definitely is a lot that is good when it comes to real estate investing. There's a lot. I think real estate investing is a really great thing to do. But if you are not working that W-2 job in the real estate industry or in an industry that the IRS would allow for the real estate professional indication on your tax return, then any losses that you get from your investment in a real estate is not going to be beneficial to you. It's pretty hard to get that real estate professional indication on your tax return to be able to prove that you are a real estate professional if you are not in the industry or unless you are working a lot in the industry. Now, I've got a client that he owns a business and it is not in real estate, but he has multiple properties and he does renovations on those properties himself. And he is the one doing all this. He's not paying third-party contractors. He is physically doing all the improvements himself in the evenings, on the weekends, that sort of thing. In fact, I have a couple of clients that way where they just enjoy it and they're in there doing the work. It is a lot easier in that example to get the professional status, the real estate professional status with the IRS. But if you're not doing all the work and you're working a full W-2 job and you're not in the real estate industry, then you're not going to be able to get that status. And then as a result, you're not going to get the losses coming from real estate. The reason is because real estate is considered a passive income stream. It is not something that you actively work in day out. Now, is there work involved? Yes, of course there is. Finding new properties, you might have to work with a property management company. There's going to be things that you do. But if you just have a long-term rental, you have a single-family residence property or an apartment complex or condominiums, something like that, that people rent on a long-term basis, you're not going to be able to you won't call that active income. It's passive income because it's not something you do every day. In my business with Phillips Business Group, it is an active business. I work in it every day. I'm actively involved in the daily in that business. Real estate is not that way. And that's why a lot of these high income earners like real estate, because once you find the property, you get it purchased, you get your property management company in place, you get the people to rent the property, then it's fairly hands-off, especially if you have a property management company. And then if there's a repair that needs to be done or a toilet clogs or whatever it is and they can't fix it, then they're calling for those situations, but they're not calling regularly for you to do stuff on this house regularly. So what happens is in real estate, you might cash flow It might be cash flow positive, but because of depreciation and some of these other deductions that you can take, you are likely going to have a loss. That's why people think that real estate investment is going to reduce their taxes, because it does create losses. And then there's things like cost segregation that you can do to speed up that depreciation and create larger losses. But if you're a high income earner, you can't even tap into those losses because you make too much money. You are over the income threshold to actually be able to write off those losses. So then what happens is you put all this cash into a property that doesn't actually give you tax benefits, at least not right now. You don't lose those losses. They stay there. And when you go to sell the property, you can tap into those losses and use them at that point. But you're not going to use them between now and then. And so if you're looking for appreciation in a property and you're really wanting more of the long-term play, this may be great. But if you're wanting tax deductions, this is not going to be the best way to do it. And I see it too many times where you're just not informed. You don't realize this. No one has told you that, hey, you may not get these losses. So pump the brakes. Let's look at the numbers first. Let's run it. Let's make sure that we've dotted the I's, crossed the T's, and really covered all of our bases before you jump into this. Too many times, it's just this buzz in the market of real estate investing is really great. And it is. Real estate investment is really great, but it's not the best play if you can't use those losses. Because what's the point in having deductions that are sitting there that you can't use when you could leverage them in a different way and actually get some tax savings? So what is a better way to reduce your taxes if you really do need those tax savings now versus later? You could invest in another company. There are plenty of companies out there that need investors. They need cash. They need people to help them from a cash flow perspective. So they're willing to give you percentages of their business in order to keep running. And so they'll give you a percentage ownership simply because you are putting cash into that business. That's an option. Now, you want to make sure that it's a good business to actually invest in. You don't want to give just anybody your money, because if it is not a viable business and they're not running it properly, you want to make sure that you're not just going to lose your money, because that's also not going to do you any good. The other thing is, if you go that route and you're only an investor, you're back at square one where it's still passive losses and or passive income or what have you. But the good thing is, if it is a profitable business and you're giving the money, it's creating passive income, it would then offset the passive losses in real estate. Because that is another way to tap into those passive losses with real estate, is to create passive income. So if you invest in a business that's profitable, you're getting a K-1 in that business and it creates passive income, boom, you have just been able to tap into the losses with real estate and wash off that income from your investment. And you might be able to do this over and over again so that you can continue to use those passive losses in real estate. The other thing is, you could create your own business. If you have a spouse that maybe is interested in becoming an entrepreneur, you buy a franchise or they start their own business, and then that spouse is actively involved in a business, then you're able to put your investment into that business, create more cash flow, create that income that you're looking for, and then that business allows you to reduce your taxes. The IRS, in order to offset W-2 income, it has to be active income. And if a spouse is operating this business, it would then be active income. And you could use that business to do things like use the Augusta loophole. Your spouse could have retirement benefits. You could pay your kids. There's just a number of different things that you could do to reduce those taxes. So that is another option that I would recommend, is consider some, if your spouse is wanting to do it. The other thing is, if your spouse, maybe you've got a wife who's stayed at home with the kids for a really long time and she's wanting to get into real estate, maybe she becomes a real estate agent. That's super common. I see it all the time. When that spouse is then in the real estate industry, all of a sudden those, what was a passive loss in real estate now is not a passive loss, because that spouse is in the industry. That has tapped you into being able to call that active losses and reduce your W-2. So if you're really smart about it and you're thinking about the big picture, you can make the right choices to make this make sense. But if you're not, and you're not looking at the big picture, and you're not working with someone who's saying, hey, what about this? What about that? And really helping you see things, not just from the granular level, but from the 30,000 foot level, then you're going to miss some things and you're going to end up overpaying in taxes simply because you don't know what you don't know, as cliche as it sounds. So I hope this has been helpful. If you have questions specifically on real estate that you are curious about, of course, send me an email to the address in the show notes. Or if you have tax questions in general that you want me to highlight and answer on a future episode, be sure to send me an email. I love to spotlight your questions. And with always, I appreciate you showing up and taking the time to listen to the podcast. Leave me a 5-star review if you would, because it helps other people get the word out about my show so that I can help other people simplify their small business finances. Until next time.